Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. It's Terry. That's okay, though.
I'm sorry. My mistake. My mistake, sir.
For some time, I've had the symptoms of adrenal fatigue, mainly the postural hypertension, getting really lightheaded when I stand up quickly, and my blood pressure systolic would indeed drop. So a few weeks ago, I added some desiccated adrenal cortex to my morning supplementation, and that seems to have worked on that particular issue. But then I have continued to test the blood pressure change from recumbent to standing, and it goes up 5 to 12 points. Systolic goes up 5 to 12. And that's all okay, but I had the last two or three times a totally unfamiliar experience, more like a vertigo. So when I would stand up or attempt to stand up, the whole room just started swirling. I could not balance. I had to be on my knees to avoid falling. And again, systolic pressure did go up, but this disorientation is pretty uncomfortable. I found a maneuver or an exercise online that can and does relieve that, where on your hands and knees, you lift your head up and look at the ceiling, and then come down into like a somersault position with your head on the floor, and then slowly rotate head sideways, looking at your wrist and elbow and shoulder, and coming back to your original position.
Okay, sir.
And that clears it up. So is this a vertigo thing? Is this an adrenal fatigue thing? Or what might be a plausible explanation for that?
Well, to tell you for sure, sir, what we would do at Tome Clinic, and this is why you might want to consult a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, is have you collect a urine specimen, and that's analyzed quite thoroughly for cortisol, cortisone, and all the downstream metabolites that we can measure. And there actually happens to be a standard that says if these certain downstream metabolites add up to this and that, oh, that's within normal. But if it's low normal, or like many people with symptoms you have, if it turns out to be below that range of normal, then, yep, that's an official diagnosis of weak adrenal glands. So now look at, you probably have self-diagnosed it already. I congratulate you on that. I'm just saying that this other is a way to nail it for sure if you want to, or maybe it wasn't that, but I doubt it. Now, this is something, again, working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine is helpful. So I'll just tell you what I do for other people where we have nailed down the, by doing that test, oh yeah, you really got weak adrenals. And at least half of them, sir, have this vertigo thing you're describing. It does go with it. What do we do for other people? Well, what we do is to say, look at, why don't you work on rebuilding your own adrenal health? And that is perfectly possible, sir. It is perfectly possible. Now, we start with a cool book. It's called Safe Uses of Cortisol, C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L. Now, that was written by William Jefferies, J-E-F-F-E-R-I-E-S, Jefferies. He was a professor, and he studied adrenal glands, and that was his thing. Some professors pick on one thing. They study it all their careers, and they become the nationwide expert, and he sure did before he wrote his book. And what he pointed out is that if we need to, if the adrenals are bad off enough, and I'm not saying yours are, sir, but if they're bad off enough, remember the book title, Safe Uses of Cortisol, and cortisol is also another name for something called hydrocortisone, which is what the adrenal gland make. It's called cortisol that works against stress. That book was published after 40 years of his career, and what he was able to show over that long length of time is that a person could take up to, but not past, a total of 20 milligrams of cortisol, and it would act as a supplement to the adrenals' own and not suppress the adrenals. And I'm going to underline that, not suppress the adrenals. But if a person took more than 20 milligrams, every little bit they went up over 20, they start suppressing their own adrenal function, and that's no way to go. So if you ever care to, you might take a look at that book. It's available online through used book search engines, all the W's, and my favorite one is all the W's, and usedbooksearch.co.uk. And the reason for that, sir, is it searches every other used book source in the English language, and you just put in the title and the author, and within 3 minutes, you've got all the places that have the book and what they charge for it, too. Okay, well, that's cortisol. It's just one thing, though. Dr. Jeffries pointed out that about half the people he worked with weak adrenals could use that cortisol, get off it in 2 or 3 years, and they're fine. But the other half, they had to keep using it, no kidding, for 30 or 40 years, and they did not develop all the symptoms that develop with artificial cortisones like prednisone and Decadron and all that kind of stuff. High blood pressure, diabetes, all those are bad effects of artificial cortisones and too much cortisol. But now let's get to your very own adrenal glands. Something that isn't widely known is that the mineral chromium is particularly important to adrenal function. No kidding, sir. Now, how do I know? Because I have this habit of reading old research. Got a lot of it collected. And in the 1930s, some German researchers actually did this work. They worked with babies who unfortunately had been miscarried. Fetuses, these were not at all Roe vicious Wade abortions. These were miscarriages. This is all over in Germany. And what they did was they analyzed every tissue in the body for its element content, mineral content, I should have said, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, chromium, all that kind of stuff. Okay, every tissue, and they compared it to adult tissue. And where'd they get the adult tissue? Yeah. From autopsies, or people who died in traffic wrecks or something and weren't sick. And what they found was the average difference in the mineral content, sir, the average difference was 2 or at the most 3 to 1. The fetal tissue had 3 times as much calcium or magnesium as the adult tissue, and it would be the heart-to-heart comparison or lung-to-lung comparison or adrenal-to-adrenal comparison. The average was 2 or 3 to 1. The outstanding exception that was totally outstanding was chromium. Fetal female adrenals contain 14 times more chromium than adult tissue. I did yell because I was so surprised. Male adrenals contain 6 times as much chromium as the adult tissue. Oh, is that why any doctor will tell you that for every one man that that doctor sees with weak adrenals, there are 6 or 7 ladies? Uh-huh, that's probably it, because apparently chromium is much more important in both genders, 6 or 7 to 1, I mean 6 to 1 or 14 to 1, than it is in adults. And then some other doc, really brilliant one over in the UK, who had a clinical laboratory and also was a computer whiz, he had a lab from 1980 to the year 2000, and he did a complete computer data search before he sold his laboratory and found that chromium was the only element that always declined with time and never did go back up again. It would be highest in one's 20s and continue to get lower after that. And the reason for it is that the only foods that contain much chromium are mushrooms. And, yeah, brewer's yeast if you want it. Now, that's the very first thing to get after, sir. And you can get chromium in the natural food stores if you wish. Dr. Richard Anderson tells us that the overdose is at 70,000, and I did say the 70,000 micrograms per day. So it's a little hard to overdose on the stuff. It comes in 1,000 micrograms in the stores, and Toma Clinic Dispensary, we have a liquid that where 1 drop is 1,000 micrograms, but you'd have to take 70 drops a day to overdose. So there's other folks waiting here, sir, and I need to get to them, but chromium is the number one thing. And so after that, I'm just make a quick list of things that should be on your vitamin list, and then I'll shut up. If you got weak adrenals. First one is always vitamin C. More vitamin C in there than anywhere else. Number two, pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid is highest in the brain and the adrenals. After that, vitamin A needs to be a bunch of vitamin A. What's a bunch? Oh, 40, 50,000 units. Unless you're a fetus, that won't hurt you. You've already gotten yourself the adrenal tissue equivalent. That's a very, very good idea. So I'd put those all on my list, sir, and you can definitely get some more specific to you help from a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. We got those at Toma Clinic. And then again, before I shut up, last thing, that vertigo can also often be helped quite noticeably by just drinking ginger tea regularly. No kidding. I don't know if that builds adrenals or not, but it sure does help the vertigo.
Okay, I'll give that a try. And Thank you very much. And if my friend and colleague Gary is listening, I suggest you get in the queue with your question. Anyway.
Okay. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.